It was factory jobs that built Buffalo and shuttered factories with leaning, decrepit chain link fences that made it part of the Rust Belt in the 1970s. President Obama is headed to Buffalo today to talk with employees from a small manufacturing company there. The president wants to give people in the Rust Belt a message, and that is that jobs are at the top of his agenda. But the truth is, many of the jobs that we lost during what's called the Great Recession are not coming back.
And it's not all Rust Belt, you know. I mean, he could go over to Pfizer.
This is the point.
Pfizer, the drug company here in New York.
But this is the point. That's
TV
because
news.
These jobs are not what you might think. You might think they were factory jobs, but actually they're travel agents, they're printing press operators, and millions of clerical workers, jobs like that. John Smith joins us. He's a labor economist at the Center for Economic and Policy Research. And we're also joined by Cynthia Norton. Cynthia's an executive assistant for more than 30 years now and still unemployed. Cynthia, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Tell me, how fast do you type?
I have been tested at between 190 and 130 words per minute accurately.
Whoa.
That's pretty dang fast. You ran a Secretarial Support Services Bureau, right? You've been in the business for 30 years?
That is correct, yes.
And you're having trouble finding a job?
It's been extremely difficult.
Why do you think so?
I think there are a lot of various factors. I think the key ones are, I truly do believe age is a primary factor. I'm over 50 myself. I'm 52. And I also believe that a lot of employers are afraid to take on what they consider to be overqualified admin assistants, instead of looking at them as just very qualified and able to bring with them a lot of skills to help support them in any avenue that they decide to go.
Okay, John Schmidt. Those things, obviously, we've heard, have played a role in the unemployment stories that we've heard over the past couple of years. But one thing that economists are pointing to also is that one of the jobs that Cynthia specializes in may just be disappearing, right?
Yeah, this is an issue that has been ongoing since the beginning of our economy. We're always developing new areas of economic activity that require new and different kinds of skills. So there's always a change in the mix of workers that are demanded. What we're seeing now is a huge acceleration in the shedding of labor because of the recession. But that process, even after the economy picks up, will continue. In the past, though, we've always had jobs to slot in and absorb the demand for workers. And the challenge we're facing now is how we go forward and do that in the new economy that we have.
Well, so the solution here for somebody like Cynthia, you're saying, would probably be re-education.
Well, I don't think I think that you have to make a distinction between what works for an individual and what's good social policy. I think going forward as an economy, as a country, we need to think about how we can create jobs and also how we can make sure that the efficiency gains that come from this restructuring, because that's in principle what's happening here. We're taking workers from areas where they're less demanded, and we want to make sure that they're shifting into areas where there's more demand. But we want to make sure that those efficiency gains are equally spread or evenly spread, and that people who are suffering now without jobs see the benefits of the restructuring. We've had a very big change in the way the economy functions over the last three decades. It's not just trade and technology. It's the social institutions that channel the benefits of efficiency gains to the rest of the economy. That has broken down over this period.
Okay, Cynthia, I doubt that efficiency gains it gives you much confidence there. But, you know, there are a lot of jobs that used to employ thousands and thousands of Americans and don't exist anymore. Elevator operator, Pony Express rider, typesetters, telephone switchboard operators, lamplighters used to be working in every city.
I was counting on the lamplighter thing.
Were you?
I was counting on that one, yeah.
Clearly didn't work out for you. So, Cynthia, have you considered the fact that your job, what you specialize in, may be simply disappearing?
I do believe that a lot of the aspects of it are. I do believe there are still some aspects that automation and other systems cannot take over. But I do believe that a lot of the position in the position that I have held is being taken over by efficiency systems, or also by using outside sources as a means to get those things done. I still believe there are some key elements that you cannot get from those types of selections, if that's what you're going to do.
Okay, so what kind of job do you think you can get, and perhaps, as you say, your age or your overqualification are keeping you from?
I you know, I'm really stymied at this point because I have tried, I have put my resume and application into almost every type of field you can imagine, because I've worked in over since I was 16 in almost every field you can imagine, from manufacturing to IT tech to executive assistant, which is what I feel I do best. I'm talking very high level people who prepare congressional testimony and help with manuscript preparation and intense travel arrangements with regards to security in foreign countries, that kind of thing. I have tried to re-educate myself. And just recently did attend a medical assisting school, graduated with honors, and
still can't get a job.
And I figured I could transfer a lot of those skills to the management of a physician's office eventually. And since I did have very good interpersonal skills, I felt very comfortable working with patients. But still can't get a job.
Okay, John, you're hearing Cynthia Norton from Orange Park, Florida, talk about her struggle here. So what exactly do we do? I mean, if someone's telling us, I mean, it's not very good comfort to say that maybe these jobs would have disappeared anyway and the Great Recession just sped up the process. That doesn't help somebody like Cynthia. How do we as a nation, if jobs are President Obama's priority, how do we replace those jobs?
I think the short term exactly is the issue of education, but in the longer term, I think we have to recognize that people like Cynthia are really struggling. It's not through any fault of their own or any lack of effort. It's a broad economic situation that we need to address with a return to economic policies that link workers to the benefits of the overall economy.
Okay, that is John Schmidt, labor economist at the Center for Economic and Policy Research, and Cynthia Norton from Orange Park, Florida. 30 years of experience, still can't find a job. We should say that in Buffalo, where President Obama is visiting, there's a billboard up today that says, "I need a freaking job, period."
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.